Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, and welcome to another Camp Breakdown. We're going to focus on special teams in this segment, and it's the big unknown. I mean, you talk about the team being the big unknown, but special teams is always that way every year. You got a veteran special teams coach in Jeff Rogers, Tom, that has a lot of experience with head coach John Fox working with him, both in Carolina and in Denver. What are your impressions of him so far?
You know, very active. I think he goes through every drill individually according to the position of the player to get a snippet of their athleticism. And then you got to start seeing where can they contribute on the special teams. Can you make an offensive player a good tackler? Can you make a defensive player a good blocker?
Or some undrafted guys that could win a roster spot because of that. And those would be the guys in the hunger category. I mean, these are going to be guys that are physical because the team wants to be physical, not just running the football or being up front real tough. Defensively swarming. They want that on special teams, too. It's a tone setter. It's a tempo setter.
Well, what have we got to know around here about special teams in the Chicago Bears?
Yeah.
It's about how the returner sets up field position. And we've seen some ultimate success in regards to that category. But that's what the Bears need to get back to. And that means they have to identify returners both in the punt return and kickoff return. And, again, then how do they fit into the scheme in front of them? There's so many processes that Coach Rogers has to go through to identify personnel and then set the scheme.
Let's talk about the field goal kicker. Robbie Gould has a chance to break Kevin Butler's records this season. And a real unusual situation last year with the amount of field goal attempts and kicks made. He did not have many opportunities, not to mention missing the last four games of the season with a quad injury. That will not happen again. That was just a blip on the radar.
You know, I'm glad the Bears have a mentally strong kicker, especially in the circumstances he's kicked in Soldier Field. But I do think the changing of the extra point kick is going to mess with a lot of kickers' heads because those points are going to be important, and they're going to be on a lot to a football team, and it's just not going to be a guaranteed kick anymore. So the snap, hold, and kick for Robbie Gould is going to be really important.
All right, long snapper competition with Thomas Gafford, 105 games in his career, a veteran, and Rick Lovato out of Old Dominion. A rookie, what have you seen from both of those guys, and will that be an adjustment as well with the snap, the hold with Pat O'Donnell and Robbie?
You know, they're steady snappers. The thing is are you durable enough and big enough to hold up an extra point in field goals? Because they really can't attack your head anymore when you're snapping punts, so you do have the luxury of not being the Patrick Manley-sized guy. However, it's about the speed of the snap and making sure it has great accuracy, and are you big enough to hold up on the inside competition of the blocking game?
Not a lot. That went right for the Bears last season on special teams, and I focus on one key statistic. They led the NFL in penalties on special teams. It caused other issues. It took away your field position, caused a few blocks, some miscues, some mental errors that, you know, you really can't win with. So that is the number one area that has to be cleaned up.
Every position in the NFL matters, and where your field position in can matter in the success or failure of the drive, like you've said 1,000 times on the broadcast. If you start out with a penalty on kickoff return, your drive is basically dead. So, and that is key here, and that's why things are repetitiously done with guys that normally don't do the required job.
All right, the directional punting of Patrick O'Donnell now in his second year. He certainly weathered the storm of the weather at Soldier Field and then down the road, so he's able to fight through that. Overall, we're looking forward to a good second year for Patrick O'Donnell. He's got all the tools to do
right,
it.
Right, he's got a big leg. He's tall. I mean, his foot comes through the football. So, if he can do that week in and week out, expect the Bears to get good field position for their defense. And, boy, if you give those guys good field position, it means a lot to that coordinator.
Return game, Mark Mariani stabilized it after week 11 last season. He's competing with several others. I mean, they're going to hopefully not like last season when they went through five through the first few weeks of the season trying to find one. But hopefully they can settle on somebody that can do both, and maybe they'll slip a veteran in there too. Eddie Royal, Jaquizz Rogers have experience at it.
It's a great competition. It really is. I think that's the detail with all the special teams. And the unique thing about the preseason going forward, every time you see a special teams rep, it means something to somebody. There is no failed rep going forward in the preseason.
And then, of course, you have your core special teams guys. Sheriff McManus certainly will be in that conversation. Second in tackles last season with the Bears with 13. He is going to be a guy on special teams coverage. But the rest of it, it is a big competition, as it is in each and every training camp. That's going to wrap up our look at special teams. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching.